Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shockers pregame show. We're getting set
up,
for
boys?
First pitch, and there goes manager Mike Guerrero as we get set for one of the biggest series of the year for the Shockers. We're getting down to the stretch, 6:35 first pitch, Shockers and Biscuits, game one of a six-game set. Time for today's pregame interview presented by the Mississippi Army National Guard. I'm Javik Blake, and we're joined by the pitching coach of a team that's been red hot, the Biloxi Shockers, and Will Shearholz. Will, thanks so much for joining us.
Well, thanks for having me. Excited to be here.
How fun has these last couple weeks been in that clubhouse?
This last road trip is some of the most fun I've had on a baseball field in my entire life, if I'm being honest. I mean, I couldn't have asked for it to go much better, going 11-1 in those last 12 road games. We're right in the thick of it here at the end of the season. That's all you want to do here at the end, is play meaningful baseball down the stretch.
Well, and it sets up for what should be an incredible week. You guys know the path. Win 4 of 6. How excited does it make you that it's coming down to the stretch and that you guys control your own destiny down the stretch?
It's the way it's supposed to be, man. That's what you want. You just want to have a chance that last series of the year to get into the playoffs. And I feel really good about our chances. It's been a battle with Montgomery throughout the season. I think we've split the season series to this point. So we've been right there with them, and it should be a good one for us.
One of the biggest things on the road trip is Tobias Myers made 3 starts, and in those 3 starts, he set the single-season franchise strikeout record, right now sitting 160 strikeouts. How impressive has it been to see Tobias really just grow throughout this year?
You know, Tobias has been a hell of a starter for us. He's had an unbelievable second half. He's been a workhorse in the rotation, leads this league in innings, as well as the punch-outs, like you said. He's one of the best road pitchers there is in this league. He's been completely dominant on the road. But it's been pretty special to see how much he's grown throughout this season. He's been super reliable for us. Him and Carlos, obviously, at the top of our rotation, have done just a fantastic job.
When you're looking down the stretch, some must-win games, having those two guys in your rotation that have logged a ton of innings and have a ton of experience under their belt has to be a huge plus of this staff.
No doubt about it. I mean, you look at those two guys and what happens for the Shuckers when those two guys pitch, and when they're on the mound, we usually win. And it's because they both pitch deep into games. They both put a bunch of hitters away. They're not giving up a ton of damage, so we like having those guys anchoring the rotation for us, and every time they take the ball, they give us a great opportunity to win the game.
How fun is it, too, to see Tobias get up to 98 in that last start?
That was pretty cool. He had touched 98 pretty early on this season, maybe his third or fourth start, but it's been a while since then. But to see him sit, I think he averaged close to 96 in the game. To see him hit 98 a couple times, I mean, that was power stuff there.
You talk about the staff on the road trip and how good you guys were. There were a ton of close games, and it was a pitching staff that, over the last 18 road games, you guys go 16-2, and the staff has an ERA of under 2.5. How impressive has it been to see the staff really rise to the occasion these last couple of weeks?
It's been pretty special to watch. You're seeing guys now, especially that Tennessee series when we played a close game essentially every single night. You're seeing guys fill a variety of roles there, pitching in leverage situations. You know, Nick Bennett will come in and face lefties and get the lefties out when we need them to. Russell Smith threw a huge inning for us in a leverage spot. Ryan Brady, Max Lazar picked up a save. You know, guys that hadn't typically been in that late inning leverage role jumped right into those spots and performed at an extremely high level, which has been really fun to see.
How gratifying and rewarding is it as a pitching coach to see those guys make that leap, especially a guy like Ryan Brady or Russell Smith, who's in their first go around here in Double A?
It's been cool. It's been really cool to see those guys jump into those situations. They're just picking up the slack, and they're ready whenever they're called upon, which has been the great part, especially about those two guys. But they're doing a great job taking the ball when we need them to.
How about Cam Robinson this half as well? It just seems like things have clicked in the biggest way possible, and it's just about impossible to get hit off of.
My gosh. Cam Robinson, roller coaster of a year for him. I don't know if you know this, but back on July 6th is about when he started this run, but he had a 10-9 ERA on July 6th. He's all the way down to close to being in the fours. He's been scoreless in 18 of his last 20, and he's leading the Southern League in saves. I mean, what a turnaround he's had. We've had all the confidence in the world in him from the moment he came back down here, and he has not let us down. Every time he comes in the game in the ninth inning, no matter where the base runners are, no matter what the situation, I always feel like we're locking that thing down with a save, and he's done just that over the last couple months.
It's also college football season. We were in Birmingham last week and about 30 minutes from Tuscaloosa, but your Auburn Tigers won and the Alabama Crimson Tide lost. How fun was that to be in right near University of Alabama for that weekend?
That was great to see the Longhorns come out with a W. I wish I would have seen a little bit more offense from the Auburn Tigers out there at Cal, but they got the job done. So it's good to see them 2-0 and Alabama 1-1. That's always what I'm looking for.
You're a kid that grew up in the Midwest. How'd you become an Auburn fan?
So my sister was a student athlete at Auburn. And so I actually went on her recruiting visit with her and just fell in love with the place and followed along with the athletic program all 4 years she was in school there. So I've become a pretty diehard Auburn Tigers fan.
Well, there we go. Well, thanks so much. Looking forward to a fun week.
Should be great. Thanks for having me.
This has been today's pregame interview presented by the Mississippi Army National Guard.